I have to say, the five-second cheap lug opportunity, not available for competitors. good luck to you. You're in a tough business. I could not be a radio salesperson. I can barely be a radio personality.
It has its days, let me tell you.
Did you guys get a lot of political advertising on your station?
Oh, we got swamped. Absolutely swamped.
That's how most media outlets are going to make budget this year, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Until Tuesday, and then that's it.
It's like falling off a cliff. Yeah,
Tuesday. Yeah. You got to pick it up with Christmas stuff.
Exactly.
All right, Ron, let's turn on the semi-random category computer. And we'll see the questions and categories that you, and only you, will get to choose from until the next contestants. Category one is This Week in Showbiz. Category two, Beatles lyrics you probably know. And category three, have you been paying attention, our weekly topical category? Which one would you like, Ron?
Oh, let's go with have you been paying attention.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock, and here's how it works. We start with the one-pointer, work our way up to the five-pointer. If you get them all right, we call that a clean sweep. But you don't have to get them all right to win. You have to get at least 8 points to win. And I know you're thinking, Paul, what the heck can I win on the Harris Challenge today? Well, there's only one person who can answer that.
Yay! The prize man!
Paul, you're going to win a Stefanita's gift certificate. Good for a free pizza. How about that? And we're going to throw in a Westport car wash. Car wash. Free. And we're going to throw in a Well Hungarian's t-shirt. Back to you, Paul.
I think the prize man was digging through the prize closet while he was making today's announcements.
Yes,
of the prizes today. Nonetheless, we've totaled it up, and that's a prize package with a value of well over $1 million.
Absolutely.
That's what you can win, Ron, but of course there's the bad part of the Harris Challenge, which of course is the punishment, and that's what you will have happen to you if you get seven or less. You understand the risks, don't you?
I do understand, yes.
All right.
I'm going to risk it.
Your category is, have you been paying attention, Ron? Let's play the Harris Challenge. What are people in the New York area waiting in line 3 to 4 hours for?
Gasoline.
Correct. Which governor announced on Wednesday that Halloween would not take place that night, rescheduling it for this Monday?
Chris Christie.
Correct. Two truckloads of walnuts were stolen in California in the last week. How much were the walnuts worth? $3,000, $30,000, or $300,000?
Two truckloads, $300,000.
Yeah, that's correct. Which Washington, D.C. building was valued by the real estate website Zillow this week as worth around $285 million? Was it the White House, the Pentagon, or the British Embassy?
The White House.
Correct. Which Supreme Court justice received a Lifetime Achievement Award this week from Glamour magazine in its Women of the Year issue?
Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
You had a 1 out of 3 shot at the female justice, and you're correct. It is Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Please.
By the way, the value of the White House upped from $280 million to $285 million. I say when it gets to $300, we sell.
Yeah.
And two truckloads of walnuts held 82,000 pounds of walnuts worth $300,000. Ron, you got them all right. That's a clean sweep. That's 15 points, and it makes you a winner. Congratulations. You get the prize package.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Have a great weekend.
You too. Thank
How
you.
Do you get rid of all those walnuts? Is the black market that...
I guess there must be. It's the black diamond market. That's what
yeah.
they call it.
Hey-o.
John, you're on the Big 550. Welcome to the Harris Challenge.
All right.
Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, I'm just on my way home from work.
Okay. You don't want to mention where you work?
No.
You know, John, sucking up to the boss often has brought many of our contestants through the years huge raises.
Well,
must not be that happy there.
I'm happy.
Oh, okay.
All right. So, John, our contestant is apparently looking for work. Here are your categories. We have This Week in Showbiz, Beatles lyrics you probably know, or starring Denzel Washington. He's in this new movie, Flight, that Joe Hipperson, last hour on this show, gave 9.5 out of 10. So that's a category about other Denzel Washington movies. Which one would you like, John?
The Beatles lyrics.
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which Beatles song contains the lyric, "Suddenly, I'm not half the man I used to be"?
Yesterday.
Correct. Which Beatles song did they also perform in German as Sie liebt dich?
Sie liebt
What?
You can pass if you want.
Pass.
Who is the first person mentioned in the song Get Back?
Pass.
Where does the long and winding road lead?
To your heart?
To your door.
Oh.
Which Beatles song is about Desmond and Molly? Five seconds.
Yeah, I don't know.
Desmond and Molly in the Marketplace were in Obla-Di, Obla-Da. The first person mentioned in the song Get Back is Jojo. And Siliptik is German for She Loves You, which the Beatles recorded in German for the European audience. I know it's tough to do that category with our music playing in the background.
And you're trying to sing in your head to get to the title.
You're fast-forwarding through it and you hear our music. I know it's tough, John, but you only got 1 point. I'm sorry about that. Because you only got 1 point, I have to punish you. Here now to punish you, in honor of Madonna's appearance last night at Scott Trade Center, in which, by the way, she didn't even come on stage until after 10:30 at night. We thought we would have a Madonna song for you. Not sung by Madonna, but by a woman who I consider the greatest Madonna song stylist in the world, ladies and gentlemen, Betty Nuka. That's enough right there.
Wow.
By the way, last night at the Scott Trade Center, Madonna said it's great to be here in Minnesota.
Oh, beautiful.
She thought she was in St. Louis Park, Minnesota, not St. Louis, Missouri. John, I thank you for taking your punishment like a man, but I'm sorry you didn't win.
All right. Well, thank you.
All right. Have a good weekend. Good luck with the new job.
All right.
Here's our next contestant. Hi, Mike. How are you today?
Hey, I'm great. How are you guys?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Oh, born and raised in St. Louis, and I'm totally digging you playing the Ernie Hayes stuff. I got to tell you, it just brings back a lot of memories.
Yeah, just great. You know, having him replaced through the years by more and more recorded music, I think it was a big mistake by the Cardinals. But then again, it ain't my job. So.
Agreed.
Let's see here, Mike. We've got three categories for you. We have starring Denzel Washington, This Week in Showbiz, or Multiple Choice Maps.
I'll take the This Week in Showbiz.
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which of these New York-based late-night hosts did not produce a new show Monday night because of Hurricane Sandy? David Letterman, Jon Stewart, or Jimmy Fallon?
Jon Stewart.
Correct. Which Hollywood studio has purchased George Lucas's company, including the rights to all his Star Wars movies and any possible sequels?
Disney.
Correct. Who did the website Ancestry.com reveal is a distant relative of President Abraham Lincoln this week? Was it Mitt Romney, George Clooney, or Charles Barkley?
Clooney.
Correct. Which NBC sitcom has made $2.7 billion in syndication, was announced this week, since its series finale in 1998? You can pass if you want.
Cheers.
No, it's Seinfeld. And our final question, I'm not going to get it out before the buzzer. Seinfeld makes $14 million an episode in syndication.
Wow.
$2.7 billion since going off the air 14 years ago.
Holy cow.
And didn't I hear that Larry and Jerry both sold out of their thing a long time ago for a lump sum of like $400 million?
Oh, he hung up and he's not going to take the punishment.
Did Mike hang up?
Yeah, he did.
Oh, man.
Michael. I know no one but your mother calls you that, but when you walk out on the Harris Challenge punishment music, that's what you deserve, young man. Now go to your room.
But yeah, I heard that they took a huge lump sum a long time ago and just said, you can syndicate for, you know, I don't know who they sold it to.
Sold it to Sony or somebody who's syndicating it now.
Wow.
You know who's probably mad about that? Michael Richards.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because Jason Alexander still has a career. Seinfeld still has a career. Julia Louis-Dreyfus just won an Emmy again this year. She's still got a career going on. Michael Richards, just watching.
Not so much.
Michael, here's the Punisher music you should have taken. Okay, I've got another contestant here on line two, let's say. James, how are you today?
I'm doing great.
Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
My name is James Scholes. I'm an education policy analyst at the Show Me Institute. You can find us online at showmeinstitute.org.
All right. James, which category would you like? We have two left. We have starring Denzel Washington or multiple choice maps.
Let's take multiple choice maps.
Okay. I will remind you, as I had to remind other contestants, that whole multiple choice thing can sometimes be a little deceptive because it makes it seem like you got a better chance, and not so much. But anyway, that's what you've chosen, and that's what we're going to go with.
Anyway.
Multiple choice maps is the category, James. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which of these is not a town in Illinois? Rochetown, Grand Detour, or Pimpleton?
Grand Detour.
Pimpleton. Which of these is not a town in Mississippi? Donkey, alligator, or dragon?
Donkey.
Correct. Which of these is not a town in Montana? Big Fork, Big Foot, Big Arm.
Big Foot.
Correct. Which of these is not a town in North Carolina? Blowing Rock, Gum Neck, or Sticky Corner?
Sticky Corner.
Correct. Which of these is not a town in Texas? Hoop and Holler, Freak, or Ding Dong?
Ding Dong.
Freak. The rest of them, I swear, Apple Maps may not be able to find them, but I swear the rest of those are actual American town names. James, you got the 2, the 3, and the 4. That's a total of 9, and you're a winner.
All right.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Stand by. Dan will tell you how you get your prize.
All right, thanks.
And here comes our final contestant today. Hello, Craig.
Hello there. If Denzel Washington is the last category, I am doomed.
Would you like to pass and give the category to somebody else?
Yeah, I think I would. I've never seen a Denzel Washington movie.
Okay, we'll talk to you some other time then. Dustin, it falls upon you to take on Denzel Washington. What do you say?
I don't know very much, but I'll give it a whirl.
Okay, that's the spirit.
Yeah, that's the fighting spirit.
Yeah, what the heck? I got nothing better to do. All right, 60 seconds on the clock, Dustin. These are all movies that starred Denzel Washington. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. For what movie did he win an Oscar for playing a corrupt police officer?
Man, I'll pass.
Who directed him as the title character in Malcolm X?
Man, I'm telling you, I should have given it to somebody else too, like this last guy. I'll pass that one too.
In what movie did he play the attorney for Tom Hanks' HIV-infected attorney?
Dang, pass. Hopefully I can get the big one.
In what movie does Denzel Washington play the coach of an integrated high school football team?
Oh, I know this one. Remember the Titans.
That's correct. Remember the Titans. In what movie does he play the engineer of a train chasing another train?
Dang. I know this one, but I'll
this pass. Is on. This is on cable TV about every 8 minutes. So you've seen it in the listings.
Whenever you tell me it, I'm going to be like, oh, yeah, I remember it, but I don't remember it all.
All right, let's see if you're right. Unstoppable.
Nah.
Never seen it.
Actually, not a bad one. Tom Hanks and Denzel Washington were in Philadelphia. Hanks got an Oscar for that. Spike Lee directed him in Malcolm X, and he got an Oscar for Training Day. And so you only got the 4-pointer, Dustin. You also had to be punished.
All righty. Some boys from.
I understand Madonna didn't sing classics like this last night. She was doing mostly stuff from her new album.
Really?
Which probably made people pretty annoyed. Also, she's now 54 years old. That's how old I am. She should not be going around in cheerleader outfits on stage.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, I'm 54. I would not be in a cheerleader outfit. And so either should she. Dustin, I'm glad you played. I'm sorry you didn't win. I hope you have a great weekend.
That's all right. Thank you, Paul.
You're very welcome. That's how we play the Harris Challenge every Friday, right around a quarter after 5, here on the Big 550 KTRS and KTRS.
Hi, this is Ken Heisey. My wife Lori and I started Heisey Advisory Group knowing that there's a need for financial confidence in any economy. If you're not sure what to expect, you're not alone. That's why we're offering a no-obligation retirement review. Call us now at 314-909-1116 to arrange a meeting. There are changes in health care, interest rates, and tax laws that could affect your retirement. And if you haven't checked to see how you may be affected, call us now at 314-909-1116. If you're not confident in your retirement strategy, we can help you make sure that you have a strategy that meets your financial goals. Call us today at 314-909-1116. That's 314-909-1116. Or visit us online at HeiseyAdvisoryGroup.com. That's HEISE AdvisoryGroup.com. We can help assure your financial security in any economy.
For over 30 years, Stefanina's has been serving delicious original family recipes brought from Sicily to America by founder Stefanina herself. Outstanding food, large portions, low prices, and great service in a family atmosphere has made Stefanina's one of the area's finest Italian restaurants. With 4 locations in St. Charles County and 1 in Chesterfield, Stefanina's is a place to go for everything from pizza and pasta to steak and seafood dinners that the entire family can enjoy. And now you can save even more with their daily specials. Call ahead or order online at steffspizza.com or dine in. But don't miss these savings.
Hey, pizza lovers! It's Thursday. That means you get $3 off any extra large 20-inch pizza at Stefanina's. Call your local Stefanina's or Stefanina's Express location or order online at steffspizza.com. Save $3 on a delicious extra large 20-inch pizza every Thursday at Stefanina's.
The best way to solve any problem is usually the simplest and most straightforward. After all, the shortest distance between two points is a straight line. That's why when your foundation starts cracking or sinking, you need PermaJack, the patented foundation stabilizing system. Steel piers are hydraulically driven to give your home a foundation it can stand on, a foundation that is solid as rock. PermaJack is the simple system. A small crew can install it in only a few days without major excavation or heavy equipment. PermaJack is the straightforward system. A small hole is dug next to your foundation wall. The PermaJack bracket is attached to the footing. A hydraulic pump forces a sturdy steel pier down into the earth as far as necessary, and the hole is refilled. PermaJack is the best system. Each pier is load tested under pressure to be certain your foundation is securely supported. There's no competition. Other systems just can't match the simplicity, reliability, and economy of PermaJack, the original. PermaJack, solid as rock.
Call PermaJack today at 636-225-2553.
If you're looking for a piece of jewelry that is unique, one of a kind, that says what you exactly want it to say, I recommend going to the place your grandparents went, your parents went, and now you're going to go. Setley Jewelers has been helping generations here in St. Louis with that one-of-a-kind piece of jewelry. Wedding rings, engagement rings, brooches, pendants, earrings, whatever you need. Setley Jewelers, 314-725-8182 or setley.com.
This holiday season, remember, easy for you. A Stetson man helps a stranger change a tire in the middle of a snowstorm and then scrapes the ice off the car windows just for good measure. Through blizzards, he rides horses 500 under the hood. He always seems to save the day with a steady hand and a warm smile. A Stetson man may work hard, but he never works hard at smelling good. This holiday season, live the legend. Stetson Cologne for men.
The Big 550 is your home for everything Mizzou. Tune in this Monday night from 6:30 till 9. for Mizzou Monday. Live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City with John Hadley and Jim Huer. We'll recap the last game, preview the next game, and for everyone at Friendly Sports Bar and Grill, we'll have more fun off the air. Mizzou Mondays live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City. Brought to you by Dos Lunas Tequila, 100% Weber Blue Agave Tequila from the Jalisco Highlands in Mexico, and the Big 550 KTRS.
K Bova Realty is family owned and operated, and K never forgets that you have a choice. Visit their website, www.sellingstlewis.com.
Swing by Walgreens this Thanksgiving Day for hot one-day-only offers, like 50% off of $9.99 toys from great brands. Walgreens at the corner of Happy and Healthy with couponing card.
When it comes to choosing the right multivitamin brand, choose Centrum Silver for the most amazing parts of you. Visit Centrum.com to learn more.
All right, a couple other quick, these little presidential things, because I like this kind of thing. Only one president... the only president who did not represent a political party. Anybody.
Oh, no. I
did not. No.
George Washington.
Oh.
Wasn't a Republican. Wasn't a Democrat. He was George Washington. He was also the only guy who was voted in unanimously. Because that time, that first time around, I think it was just like a room full of people go, okay.
All right. Yeah.
How many voted for George
Washington? Yes, nay. Yeah.
And that was it. It was a unanimous thing. Who's the oldest person to be sworn in as president?
Ooh, would it be Reagan?
Oh,
that give Dan Strauss a big round of applause.
Wow.
Remember how old he was?
Oh, man, 72?
Nope, close, 69.
Wow.
Hey.
69.
I knew you'd do that. So predictable. All right, how about this one? Well, this is not really a question. This is just a fact I'll share with you. We all, I think, have heard the stuff about George Washington and his false teeth being wooden, which, by the way, is not true.
Right.
It's a myth. He didn't have wooden teeth. But at his inauguration, George Washington had one tooth. That's
wow.
That's all.
Wow.
No, one tooth. After he was sworn in, he tried various kinds of dentures. Some were actually made from human teeth and from cadavers. Some were animal teeth, and some were either ivory and even painted lead. You imagine?
Wow. Lead? Oh, man.
One tooth!
Before people knew the dangers of lead in your mouth.
You don't put lead in your teeth. Now, who was the first? This one, if either one of you can get this, then you are much smarter than I ever thought, because I wouldn't have gotten it, and I'm not that smart. The first president to run against a woman candidate, a female candidate. You're not going to get this.
Oh, yeah. No way.
Ulysses S. Grant. I thought it would be Mondale, but she was a vice presidential.
Yeah, she was.
No, Ulysses S. Grant, Virginia Woodhull. Was
Woodhull.
The nominee. She was. He represented the Equal Rights Party in 1872. Woodhull. Yeah, I can't do the punchline. That's a great joke, and I can't do it. It's politically incorrect. I mean, beyond politically incorrect. What else? Let me ask you a question. This is, I guess, a crazy question, but I don't think it's that crazy. How come we don't talk like British people? Didn't this country start with a bunch of people who left England?
Right.
Okay. So why don't we talk like they do? And then not only do we not talk with a British accent, how did we ever get to the New York, the Chicago, the Southern? How did all that happen? How did this country, you know what I'm saying? How did that happen?
Yeah.
Because it starts with a few people. They come over,
just
that's
generation
it.
To
We've
generation
had it with
keep
England.
Talking like that.
But did somebody just... I don't know. I don't know the answer, but wouldn't you think we'd all have the same British accent that they have in England? I mean, that's where the whole thing started. Just a thought. Now, I saw on the news today where there are a lot of people on the East Coast, and they are not happy with the lack of response. That guy, Janet Napolitano, I think is his name,
right.
Went in there trying to help. And
what is Napoleon? Is she the Homeland Security? Is that her title?
Not sure.
I mean, really, I don't know. Is she head of Homeland Security?
I have no idea.
Linebacker. Holy cow. Yeah. That really is a case where if anybody went to a doctor and said, I'm a man trapped in a woman's body, you know, that's him, Janet Napolitano. I saw a commercial on TV, and tell me if you've seen this. I saw it for the first time 2 days ago, and it's one of these, act now and you get one for the price of, or two for the price of one, the X-Hose. Have you seen this thing?
Uh-oh.
Oh, man. I have to have this, and I'm going to call. I wrote the 800 number down. The X-Hose is it's a garden hose, but it's not rubber or plastic. I can't even describe this. It's like a woven sort of rope thing. And when you hook it to the faucet and you turn it on, it not only expands in girth, but in length. It becomes like five times as long. It's unbelievable.
Ooh.
Yeah, $19.95 and you get two for the price of one. I have to have it. It's one of the, and then when they show you, the person shut the water off, and this hose goes from 75 feet to something like 8 feet.
Man.
Oh, yeah. It's great. It's one of those, I have to have that sort of things that you'll see on TV. Yeah, I know. Okay. Check this out, since tomorrow's the big day. When John Kennedy campaigned, he campaigned in 49 states. Richard Nixon, the guy running against him, campaigned in all 50 states. President Obama and Mitt Romney have campaigned, each of them, in 10 states.
Wow.
It's become all about this Ohio, Iowa,
right.
New Hampshire. Think about it.
They know
swing
all the other states.
Yeah.
Think about it. You don't see them in Oregon or Wyoming, or, you know, and they keep repeatedly going back to the same 10 states. And I've said before, this Electoral College thing, even when people explain it to me, it still doesn't seem fair to me. Because they say, well, you know, that's so that a state like California or Texas, which has a higher population of fill-in-the-blanks, so that they can be represented. They're represented by themselves. I mean,
yeah, it's all individuals.
I don't get it. I absolutely don't get.
That's another.
It doesn't make any sense to me. Another little interesting statistic. You keep hearing how important Ohio is. Well, here's maybe why there's so much focus on the state of Ohio. The last time that a president won and didn't carry Ohio was 52 years ago.
Wow.
1960. John Kennedy. Ever
that's
since then,
so
whoever carries Ohio wins. But that's not a guarantee. It's just that's the way it's been going for about 52 years. All right, this thing at the Pittsburgh Zoo. First of all, I never heard of an African painted dog. It looks
no.
like a hyena to me. Did you see them?
Yes.
They look like hyenas.
Yeah.
So I don't know what that is. It doesn't even look like a dog. But as soon as I saw the story last night on the news, I said, this is a negligent parent. And now we find out that this mom put this little two-year-old up on top of this railing. Why you would do that is beyond me. And then the kid falls onto a net. And he's so light at two that he doesn't just fall into the net. He bounces out of the net down to these dogs, these painted dogs. And they mauled him and chewed him up and killed him.
Awful.
I can't even imagine not only it happening, but watching it happen. There were people standing there watching the kid get eaten by dogs or something. And I don't know what the deal is on these painted. It says that back in May, last May, some of these dogs crawled under a fence and got out into the other parts of the zoo. The zoo was on lockdown for about an hour.
Yeah, they're pack hunters, too, so they said it would happen so fast.
Yeah, 10 African painted dogs were born at that zoo in 2009. Their mother died of a ruptured uterus shortly after delivering the litter. Five of the pups survived. Mortality rate for painted dogs is 50%. Half of them die.
Wow.
With every litter that's born. And it says even when born in the wild to a healthy mother, it's a 50% mortality rate. It was only the second litter to be hand-raised in captivity, this bunch in Pittsburgh, along with one in the United Kingdom. Do we need these dogs? Do we need these African painted dogs? And outside of the zoo, I've never once seen a National Geographic anything where they showed African painted dogs. I never even heard of these things. And now maybe I'll be the only one that, thinks of this when I see a picture like this in USA Today. There's a picture of a woman helping a man vote, you know, early voting. And the caption says, a woman helps a man read an early voting ballot in Jersey City. And he obviously is either illiterate or he can't see, but she has to read it to him. If ever there's an opportunity for voter fraud,
Oh, no,
Mr. Johnson. No, that's the guy you want to vote for here, right here. Yeah, that's him. And when you think about it, there's no law against somebody who can't read voting, is there?
No, I don't think so.
I mean, think about it. You can go in and vote and not be able to read and write. And
they just have one person. They should have somebody from each party.
Well, what I said was it ought to be witnessed by like three or four people. You shouldn't allow one person to go, oh, come, I'll help you, Mr. Smith. Come over here. No, just here, right? Check. Because if that person has an agenda, man, you could steer a lot of people in the wrong direction.
Oh, you know there's so much that we don't know about how.
Absolutely. Absolutely there is. Now, Dan goes to Canada, what, once a year, twice a year?
Yeah, once a year.
A great article.
Usually around August.
Great article about how hard it is to move to Canada. Now, every presidential election, you get these people like Alec Baldwin, or give me another one that says, so-and-so gets elected, I'm moving to Canada.
Somebody just said it again. Yeah,
and they never do it. They say they'll do it, and they never do it. And this article is talking about how it's really not easy to move to Canada. First of all, it's gotten a lot harder just to get into Canada.
Yeah.
They're a real picky at that
if you have a DWI, they will
in the
not,
U.S.
in the U.S. they
you
will not let you into Canada, because one DWI, your first one in Canada, is considered a felony.
Now check this out. You can visit Canada. For you people who are thinking, well, if fill in the blank wins tomorrow, I'm moving to Canada. Well, maybe, maybe not. You can get if you have a valid passport, any American, just about any American, can visit Canada for up to 6 months, but no more. You got to come back after 6 months. Now, if you think you're going to show up with like a U-Haul and move and find a place to live, not so fast. In order to move to Canada, Americans have to get called a permanent residency card. It's the equivalent of an American green card. There are 60 different programs that you have to go through or be familiar with to qualify for permanent residency. Most of the people who move into Canada and get in because of a job offer. And there's all this document that you've got to show concrete evidence that you actually have gotten the job. And then the employer has to state that they have every intention of having you work there for a long time. Or you can marry a Canadian. Now, that's another way to get in there.
What about, so you said 6 months, right?
6 months to visit.
So does that mean you can go there for 6 months, come back for a day, and then go back for another 6 months?
I don't know the answer to that. Maybe. It can't be that easy.
Is there a period of time?
Yeah, it can't be that easy. You can't do that. That's a good try, but I don't think you could do that. Now, here's the other thing. They say that another way to get permanent residency, and I know this is true in Bermuda, is if you can prove to the Canadian authorities that you have a certain net worth and an economic worth to the country. In other words, I'm going to be opening a plant here, and it's going to bring it. If you can show how Canada is going to benefit economically by you moving there, that's another way to get in. You show you have a significant amount of money to invest, start a business, or that you're completing a graduate degree at a Canadian university, then you can get it. And then the list just goes on, and a lot of people go there because they think, well, okay, I'm going to get free health care. No, it doesn't work that way. It says it has a national health care system, and that appeals to some Americans who think, you know, that would be great and cheap. But you have to you have to undergo a health screening if you move to Canada. And here we go with this pre-existing conditions. If you've got some baggage health-wise, you're not getting in their health care system. And that's how they prevent people from, well, I think I'll move to Canada because I got cancer.
Yeah.
Nope. It doesn't work that way. So do your homework. If you're making that statement to your friends, if so-and-so gets elected tomorrow, I'm going to Canada. They have charged former Penn State University president Graham Spanier and two others of criminal conspiracy. Here we go. You knew this was coming. Now the others are going to start to fall at Penn State, so that'll be worth watching. What else? I don't get this. We talked, I guess it was last week, about people, and I mentioned Pete Townsend, who'd been accused of doing something they didn't do, and it ruined their lives and their reputations, and a lady called, and we had some examples of people who have falsely accused a person of being a child rapist or whatever, and it turns out it wasn't true. There's a cop. His name is Frank Navarro. He was a San Antonio police officer. For the last 13 years, he's been in prison. He was accused of raping a 5-year-old female relative, like a niece or something. That little 5-year-old has now come forward. And after reading the article, I realized that she tried to get the attention of the authorities years ago to say, my grandmother coached me. He did not rape me. This guy, she says, never did a thing to her. And he's been in prison for 13 years. Now, here's the interesting part. You'd think that the judge is a female judge, I think, last name Her, H-E-R-R, Judge Her, could immediately say, set this guy
reverse
free.
Reverse it, yeah.
Reverse it. Not going to do it. And here's the reason. According to the judge, there are cases where people have come forward and said, I made it up, the guy didn't do it, and they're lying about that.
Oh.
And it's been proven that they've done it, and the reason they do it is they start feeling guilty because now the guy's 78 years old, he's in prison,
yeah.
And they're thinking, well, he served long enough. Yeah, I think this is excessive, so I'll say I made it up, and then they'll let him out. Is that unbelievable? So now she has to decide, is this gal now telling the truth? Because did she lie before, or is she lying now? And this guy, if he's innocent, is sitting in there going, for goodness sakes, I didn't do it!
Yeah.
You know, she's telling you I didn't do it. It's a mess.
Hi, I'm Tom Strive, founder of Strive Electric and Strive Media Systems. Our mission here at the Strive Companies is to create opportunities through developing lasting relationships. We do this by treating our customers with the utmost consideration while providing them with competitive pricing, attention to detail, and superior quality. No matter the size of the job, our customers will have peace of mind knowing their project is in good hands. From home inspections to ensure your home is safely up to code to upgrading your main electrical service, changing a fixture to adding lighting around the home, Strive Electric has the answer for all your home electrical needs. From simply hanging a TV on the wall to designing a full home automated system, security cameras around the home, or a simply monitored system, Strive Media Systems is who you want to call. So next time you have questions about any of the electrical systems in your home, join the Tribe and go with Strive. Give us a call today at 314-487-7474 or visit us on the web at striveelectric.com. That's S-T-R-E-I-B electric.com.
Do you know somebody suffering from alcohol or drug dependency? Maybe you are. Maybe you failed numerous times at a rehab facility. Now it's time to try something totally different. I'm talking about my friends at ARCA, the Assisted Recovery Centers of America. They use a drug that you've probably never heard of. It's called naltrexone, and it's a non-addictive, anti-craving medication. Let me say that again. It will block the cravings. And it is non-addictive, so therefore you can be treated at ARCA and go back to work within 24 to 48 hours. It's a miracle drug, and people don't know about it, and people won't tell you about it. Unless you hear it from here or hear it from ARCA, you might not know about it. ARCA, 314-645-6840. The people who have gone through the treatment say it is amazing. Call and ask ARCA about naltrexone. 314-645-6840 to find out more. ArcaMidwest.com. But you've tried the others. Now try ARCA. 314-645-6840 or ArcaMidwest.com.
Sunday afternoons at 3, the Big 550 will be legal. It's Law Talk Live with Chris Dysart, a new show that provides critical information you need to protect your legal rights. Join Chris Dysart, a former federal prosecutor, and co-host Kelly Jackson as they help you take on a greedy, selfish world. Chris answers your legal questions and discusses legal decisions that impact you and interviews cutting-edge guests about topics that can change your life for the better. Join Law Talk Live with Chris Dysart, Sundays at 3 on the Big 550 KTRS.
The holidays are coming quick. Now's the time to book your party at the Blackfin American Grill at the Galleria. Call 726-5300 or go to blackfinamericangrill.com for information.
Get to Kohl's for hot ticket gifts starting Thursday at 8 p.m. In-store only while they last. Hours vary by location. See store or kohls.com for details. Kohl's, expect great things.
At Exxon and Mobil, their gasoline connects with your engine to help you get better fuel economy. Learn more at fuelingconnections.com.
The music means we span the globe for stories wacky enough to qualify as knuckleheads in the news. We begin right here in St. Louis with a guy accused of attacking somebody at gunpoint, having his gun taken away, and then later on coming back for the gun. This just happened this morning at a bus stop in West Florissant. The suspect, a guy identified as Lester White, walked up to the victim from behind, put him in a headlock, placed a gun at his back. The victim somehow grabbed the gun and began struggling with Lester. Witnesses at the bus stop helped the victim wrestle the gun away and subdue Lester, who was able to break free and run away. The victim went to a nearby clinic, spoke to a security officer there. They called the cops. The cops came. They recovered the gun. While the victim was talking to the security officer, Lester walked up and said, "Can I have my gun back?"
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah. You know what? Why don't you talk to these nice officers first? He's now charged with first-degree attempted robbery, third-degree assault, armed criminal action. Now a story from before Hurricane Sandy hit New York. Last Friday, an attorney named Maggie Balmer locked herself out of her apartment, realized that she had given her keys to a friend earlier in the evening before spending a few hours drinking and partying. So here she is outside her apartment building trying to get in. She rings the buzzer on the outside of everybody's apartment so that somebody would let her in, and she does get in, but then she realizes that to get into her apartment, she would have to go through the building's garden, and to get into the garden, she'd have to get to the basement, which she couldn't get to from the lobby because there's a locked door there, too. So Maggie said, "I know. The garbage chute goes to the basement. I'll go in there." She dove in head first. Stopped by the motion-triggered trash compactor, which almost sliced one of her arms completely off. She screamed in pain until somebody called 911. Firefighters had to shut the building's power off and give her morphine to numb the pain. She was trapped in there for another hour before they could finally get her out. She says, "You know what? From now on, I'm giving a neighbor a spare key." Good idea. In New Mexico, a 10-year-old boy was tasered by a police officer after he refused to clean the cop's car. The boy was playing on a playground with a group of friends. An officer was at the school for career day and asked the boys, "Who wants to clean my patrol car?" Several of the boys volunteered. The victim said, "I don't want to do that." So the officer told the boy, "Let me show you what happens to people who don't listen to the police." And then he tasered the boy. That's 50,000 volts of electricity. This boy doesn't even weigh 100 pounds. The kid blacked out. When he came to, instead of calling for emergency medical assistance, the cop took the boy to the principal's office and said, "This guy wasn't listening to me. Wow. You should discipline him." The boy has scars resembling cigarette burns, has been suffering PTSD ever since, can't really get a good night's sleep. The incident occurred back in May, but now the officer, Chris Webb, and the New Mexico Department of Public Safety are being sued by the boy's guardian. Higgins is seeking, the guardian is seeking punitive damages and charges against the cop and wants him off the job. Tasering a 10-year-old boy for no reason. Now we go to Sweden, which is breaking records in trash. Sweden has a program of generating energy from garbage, and it's wildly successful. The problem is they don't have enough trash. Only 4% of their garbage ends up in a landfill because they're so efficient about converting waste to renewable energy. Why don't we have this in this country?
Oh, my goodness. No kidding.
Really?
Sweden is now importing trash from Norway, Bulgaria, Romania, and Italy. 800,000 tons of trash are going into Sweden every year.
Wow.
Which they then turn into a highly efficient and environmentally degrading system. And we finish in Poland, in the town of Bialybor. where a guy was riding his bicycle so fast that he went past the 30-mile-an-hour speed limit. He was going more than 30 miles an hour on his bicycle. Traffic cops took off after him, but by the time they caught up with him, he had removed all of his clothes and was wearing nothing but his underwear on his head. They gave him two tickets, one for speeding, one for indecent exposure. He has to pay a fine of 200 euros. He says these allegations of nudity are completely wrong. I was not nude. I was wearing a thong.
Oh.
And the officer said, on your head! Those are your knuckleheads in the news for today from the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, folks. This is John Shea, Mr. Fix-It. If you're like the rest of us, you got junk all over the house. I want to help you get rid of some of that clutter around the house. You know you've been wanting to, but just haven't had the time, energy, or muscles to get it done. Well, you need to call the helpful people at Pitch It and Forget It at 314-932-1100. Pitch and Forget It is a residential commercial junk removal company. Their professional staff will come to your house at a scheduled time and remove the items no longer wanted, freeing up valuable space. Pitch and Forget It will remove old TVs, appliances, home remodeling waste, rugs, old couches, furniture from your attic, basement, garage, or anywhere in the house, and you don't have to lift a finger. Pitch and Forget It will even clean up after themselves. They're eco-friendly, recycling most items, so call Pitch It and Forget It at 314-932-1100. That's 314-932-1100, or visit their website at pitchit.us. That's pitchit.us. Don't forget, call Pitch It and Forget It, 314-932-1100.
The Big 550 is your home for everything Mizzou. Tune in this Monday night from 6:30 till 9 for Mizzou Monday, live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City with John Hadley and Jim Huer. We'll recap the last game, preview the next game, and for everyone at Friendly Sports Bar and Grill, we'll have more fun off the air. Mizzou Mondays, live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City. Brought to you by Dos Lunas Tequila, 100% Weber Blue Agave Tequila from the Jalisco Highlands in Mexico, and the Big 550 KTRS. This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis, Eureka, Webster Groves, Old Fallon, and the world.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
From ABC News, I'm Daniela Bellotta. Hundreds of families in Willard, Ohio, forced by a chemical spill to evacuate their homes last night, thankful they can now go back.
We've been monitoring along with EPA.